Well, good morning.
Oh, hi.
Happy Monday.
It is Monday.
Yeah.
This is my first Monday since I've been back.
Oh, that's right. You got back on a Tuesday.
It's true.
Yep, Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you. It's August.
Is that weird?
Yeah, because apparently August forgot that... Is it supposed to rain all of August?
We need rain all of August, so let's not remind New Mexico.
Firefly came back through town yesterday to pick up Mateo on their way back to Nashville. And when Dawn was here a few weeks ago, it was pouring rain, and she left and came back, and it was pouring rain like
worst thunderstorm. She has such false ideas of New Mexico.
She really does.
Right now.
She's like, wow, it's beautiful and the rain and bed. I'm like, it's not real.
Yeah.
It's not real. You have no idea. Pretty sure Mateo brought all of that with him.
Which is really depressing.
Yeah.
He's not here, which means it may never rain ever again.
I doubt it. Maybe that's why it's so gloomy, because he left the state. He's no longer with us.
New Mexico can't live with him, can't live without him.
Pretty much.
That's how
it works.
So bipolar.
So, yep. We got a great show for you today, though. I'm excited. Cover to Cover is back.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, we haven't done that in weeks because Mateo just kind of took over the airwaves and did whatever he wanted.
I know. I freaking heard. Did you hear? I added freaking in there because he took away Madlib Monday.
He didn't, though. He just complained about it the whole time.
And Cover to Cover?
We definitely did Madlib Monday every week, but he complained the whole time. So I'm excited for Madlib Monday today. It's going to be good. Yes, Cover to Cover. You can get your suggestions in studio at mystaticradio.com or, of course, 505-338-3700.
And so much more. So much more going on today.
Your hair is crazy.
what did you
do?
What are you talking about?
Man, how old are you?
I'm old enough to make my own decisions. I do what I want.
Yeah, you do. Mystaticradio.com. You could check the webcam.
I feel like
I just walked into Hot Topic.
Yes. Mission completed. My life has been a success. I can die now.
Really?
No, that's not. I want. No. Okay, so.
It's like Manic Panic. It's your favorite brand of.
It really is Manic Panic. I'm pretty sure it is.
Yeah.
Why do you know that?
Because when I was like 19, I had crazy hair colors.
I'm 19.
Because I was 19.
Plus six. I'm 19 plus six. No, I'm really excited about this.
Of course you are.
Did you stop?
I'm just...
You're jealous. I hear the jealousy pouring through your mouth. It's so jealous. Mm-hmm. You're so jealous. My hair is bluish, aquish.
It is. It's kind of crazy.
I kind of love it.
Yeah. That's cool.
That's it. Okay,
well,
here's the thing. So, it happened on Friday when I'm like about to die sick on Friday.
Yeah, but you had this hair appointment and you're a girl. And that's, you're like,
no,
I can't.
No, I didn't go home from work. I didn't go home from here because I was like, no, because if I go home from here,
you're going to go to sleep.
Then there's no reason for me to go to my hair appointment. So if I stick it through and just like, you know, just keep fighting through.
And you did.
And I did. And then I went home and I fell asleep. And then I woke up and I was like, okay, hair appointment time.
Yes.
And I went and sat in that chair and I only almost passed out once and I made no mention of me being sick.
Which is awesome for everybody else who works there who is now probably infected.
They all are feeling fine.
Uh-huh. Good thing they're closed on Mondays.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So I was doing them a favor.
Wow.
If they're going to get sick, at least it's on a day off.
Mystaticradio.com, as I said, you can check out the webcam.
Blue
and
hair.
Mitch's crazy locks. Yeah. It's pretty blue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm excited about it.
Today's a good day. We got Madlib Monday coming up. Of course, birthdays at 6:45. If you would like to get a birthday shout out in, you can do so. Studio at mystaticradio.com. It's Shark Week.
It is Shark Week.
Did you watch any Shark Week?
Do I have that channel? No.
Oh, we did.
Oh, good. Here's the thing. Shark Week always happens 1 or 2 weeks right after I get back from a mission trip where I was just in the ocean.
That's hilarious.
It's terrifying.
At least you were already back because, honestly, last night we were watching Megalodon.
Uh-huh.
Which is not real.
Okay.
Which, people, it's not real.
I didn't see Sharknado either, so.
We watched this two-hour
Oh, my gosh.
Two-hour documentary.
I
with this marine biologist who was like, oh, yeah, the megalodon could reach up to 100 feet in length. 100 feet. Okay, think about that. It could swallow great whites whole.
Oh.
Okay.
What the heck is a megalodon?
It feeds off of humpback whales.
What is it?
It can rip them in half with one bite. It's a predator that was around with the dinosaurs.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, obviously has since been extinct. And they you know, no, this boat was ripped in half. And there's all the, here's this footage of this boat.
Can I just ask a question?
Yes.
How did the megalodon become extinct? Was it through just because there wasn't enough of them?
I don't know.
Because it obviously couldn't have been the flood.
Right. Yeah, so this huge, ginormous shark that's like the size of 10 sharks. I mean, they had the jaws
swallow of a great white.
Whole. Like in one bite. Whoop. This huge shark, you know, the megalodon, and it's real in 2 hours of this documentary, and we're going to seek out to find it. So they built this humpback whale, like, lure. So they basically wanted to lure it in, and they shot out 55,000 gallons of chum into the water. So for like 5 miles, it just was like this sea of red, right? And, humpback whale, and, oh, let's get into the cage that it could swallow whole so we can tag it, because we want to tag it.
Because that sounds like a good idea.
So my son the whole time is like, this is real. This is scary. It's Megalodon. It's real. And he already knew all about Megalodon because it's the greatest hunter in the universe or something like that.
Obviously.
And at the very end, Megalodon appears.
Nope.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Megalodon appears, and then there's a disclaimer that says none of this was actually real at the very end, but it's like 0.4 seconds long, and then
ends. They just pulled like an Anchorman on you.
It was like 2 hours of Witch Project. Yes, that's how I felt. So, I felt like when I was duped to go see Blair Witch Project, because at the time everybody thought it was still real.
Oh my gosh, is this so real?
This is so real.
So they said it was a documentary.
Yeah,
but
and they had marine biologists. They had all these dudes. Colin Drake, marine biologist. Oi, yeah, we're going to go look at the megalodon, and he's real, and I know it, and I believe it in my soul. And the whole time it's filmed documentary style, like, this is real. There was an attack, and it ripped a boat in half, and people died, and here's the footage.
Okay.
They had video footage.
You just told me this 5-minute story.
Yeah.
And I'm heartbroken that it's not real.
Yeah. Yeah, no. It was on the Discovery Channel, where everything's supposed to be
you.
Real.
They can't do that to you. Can I tell you a real story?
No.
This happened to me in Mexico. So first day I'm there, and it's a little bit late.
Mm-hmm.
We're swimming in the ocean.
Okay.
So we're watching the sunset. Ah, everything's wonderful. This is so cool. I'm in Mexico, and I'm in the ocean. I didn't think I'd be at the ocean this fast.
Right.
And then you see this dark figure swimming around you, and I'm like, oh, junk. This is it. This is it.
Yeah.
And I kind of like start to like edge towards the shore, but the current from under me is taking me out. So I'm like trying to not panic.
Right.
And everyone else is panicking because they see it and they're screaming. And I finally get back into the shore and they're like, oh yeah, that was a huge stingray by you guys. You should have. I thought it was a shark. I was terrified, but it's still bad. And then I just did the stingray shuffle all the way back in.
Stingray shuffle.
That's what I was calling it. Yeah, because you can't step down, because if you step down and step on the stingray, barb.
Yeah. No, and, I know. Crocodile hunter.
And I know. Mm. See? Too soon.
Yeah.
But then I got out of the ocean and I'm looking around and there are stingrays jumping out of the water.
No way.
Like apparently they only do this during mating season, but they're all over the place. Like, and they're like flapping like little birdies and then diving back into the water. Like a good 3 to 5 feet out of the water just jumping.
Why did you not get any video of this?
My camera would not have picked that up.
Oh!
I'm sorry. But it was...
That sounds awesome.
It was so intense, and they were like... pretty decent. They weren't manta rays.
I don't know, you're talking to the wrong guy.
I just watched
a documentary about Megalodon and believed it was real. That's how much I know about aquatic life. Are you kidding?
No, they were stingrays, but they were a little bit bigger stingrays, and they were, all I know is that they're flapping like little birds trying to kill all of us.
I gotta be honest, I'm a little bummed that they can get away with stuff like that. Not the stingrays, that's
no
great that
the Discovery Channel.
Yeah, I'm not kidding. 2 hours, and we paused the very end and went back so that we could read the verbiage that told us that this could have happened. This was all a false account to show you what it could have likely happened. like including the boat footage, because after that we were like Googling during the show, not after, during the show, me and Mateo were like Googling.
You both watched that and you were so like,
oh yeah, Dawn, like everybody, we're on the couch like mesmerized for 2 hours. Megalodon, kids are supposed to go to bed at 8 and we're like, this is till 9, it's Megalodon, we have to know what happens. And so we're all like mesmerized on this couch watching, and then the very end, Teo knew by the
end. He knew?
He knew by the end because we were both trying to Google. I tried to Google the boat accident that was happening, and he was trying to Google the marine biologist, and nothing was coming up for any of it. And he found this link that was basically the actor who played the marine biologist.
I'm
was like,
so
man!
Angry for you.
Yeah, I was really bummed.
How kind of like sad and embarrassing at the same time. You're just like, I don't want to tell. I would, if I were him, I wouldn't have wanted to tell any of you that it was fake.
No,
it
was fake. Discovery Channel had to. I assume that they could. They had to tell you up front before they duped you because they made it seem like it was real.
Because it's the Discovery Channel?
Yeah, and it was a documentary on Megalodon. The beast lives, or something stupid
no
like that.
I've never
the
even
monster.
Heard of it.
The
they
monster
just made it
beast
up.
Of living. No, Megalodon was real. Megalodon really was real.
Okay.
But the documentary was that they found Megalodon.
So Megalodon.
Well, so it's not like Bigfoot, where it's like, no, it's, Bigfoot was never real, and Sasquatch
Megalodon
and crazy.
Really did
Megalodon
exist.
Megalodon really did exist. My son knew tons about Megalodon because he's like crazy
now
shark
even
kid.
More confused.
No, Megalodon was real. It's like saying they found a velociraptor. Does that help?
Yes.
It's like Discovery Channel. We found a velociraptor. They're not extinct. They've been off the coast of this place
of
on
Costa
this crazy
Rica,
island.
Obviously, that's where they are.
Right, right. On this crazy island where nobody else got to. So that's what the documentary would be like. And then after 2 hours of like finally finding velociraptor footage.
They're like, just kidding.
This could have been real, but it's not. But it could have been, but it's so not. Congratulations.
I'm sorry for your waste of 2 hours.
2 hours!
2 hours.
Man, yeah, be careful. Shark Week. Full of lies and deceit and lies.
You know what? You're a little bitter.
I am.
A little bitter.
Just a touch.
But that
it's okay.
Was 2 hours of your night last night.
I just hit the first one that I saw.
Well,
I have no idea why. Wow, it's Heather's music.
It is Heather's
Heather.
Music. I do. She calls in like once every 6 months.
Good news, we got new music.
Yeah?
Yeah, you weren't here last Monday, but you were here Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday
so
when I played this anyway. So you
have
totally
heard
have heard this. Never mind.
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
There's so much breaking news that I'm about to let you in on.
Oh,
like,
sweet.
Right now.
Oh, sounds like it.
In Colorado County, Texas, a couple was held at gunpoint by suspects inside their home. They were then forced to drive to the bank where the wife works. The suspect forced the woman to take out an undisclosed amount of money. The suspect then forced the husband to drive them in his truck. And that's when the husband of the bank employee was able to gain access to a firearm inside his own vehicle. A short time later, authorities responded to a 911 call. And when officers arrived, they found the two suspects with gunshot wounds lying on the ground near a pickup that was parked in a ditch.
Wow.
One suspect was flown to a hospital in critical condition, and the other died on his way in an ambulance.
Oh my gosh!
Dude, you don't choose... Okay...
Don't mess with Texas.
Don't mess
That's
with Texas.
That's the slogan.
For real.
Don't mess with Texas. First of all, I just learned that there was a Colorado County in Texas,
yeah.
Which is kind of crazy.
It was really difficult to read because I was confused. But yeah, apparently the people were super young because I read the story beforehand.
Okay.
They're super young and they thought that they knew that the woman worked at the bank and they did not know that their husband was actually part of the sheriff department.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. No wonder.
Be careful. Be careful, guys. Just assume everyone's a part of the sheriff department.
Hey, guys, if you're planning on robbing someone.
Here's the lesson of the day.
Find out if they're a police officer or not.
Choose the right people to kidnap.
Wow.
Not the wrong.
Wow. Wow. You just said that. No!
Here at Static Radio, we do not condone what I just said.
Okay, good. Good. There you go. That helps.
Breaking news. After posting an ad online, an Australian woman bought two iPhones for $1,300 from someone in a McDonald's parking lot.
Oh my gosh.
But when she opened the boxes later, they contained just one apple each.
What? Like a real apple?
Like an apple.
Oh, man.
Like she got duped. Yeah.
Was it like the crystal apple from Adventure Time that made tree trunks blow up?
No, it was
just a normal apple.
It was like a gala apple, or I don't know if they had those in Australia.
Granny Smith?
Granny Smith.
Oh.
I'm just going to assume.
Oh, yeah. Why would you? Okay, lesson number two. If you're going to buy shady iPhones from people at McDonald's parking lots,
read the fine print.
And open them in front of them. Make sure that you actually got an iPhone.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to need that $1,300. Hey, before you open those, I have to leave because it's a rule of mine that the person buying merchandise for me can't it's open like, it in front of me.
It's like superstition.
I just, yeah, so.
Some superstition.
Have a good day.
Bye.
Ugh.
They run to their car and take off. Poor woman.
Slightly.
A Nevada woman gave birth in the restroom of a Subway sandwich shop on Friday.
Oh my gosh!
According to Subway employees, the woman waddled in, made her announcement, and then raced to the restroom. Two employees jumped into action, following the woman into the bathroom with sandwich wrappers and trash bags.
Stop it.
Which
right
they then
now.
Placed on the floor and used for sanitation. After several minutes, the woman gave birth to a boy. I was not planning on reading that one, but I did.
What did they name him? Come on.
Jared.
This is so awful. Yeah. Yeah.
What if he was there?
At the Subway?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, if he had, like, delivered the...
Jared.
That's just weird, man. Of all the places, she's like standing there, her water just broke, and she's staring at the strip mall choices. All right, do I have my baby inside of the Subway, inside of the Great Clips, inside of...
Well, the Great Clips, they have brooms, but so does Subway, and I could get some food after. Yeah. That's so terrifying.
That's unreal to me.
You know, I'm a little afraid of that because... One, I'm not pregnant.
Of giving birth in a Subway?
Oh, well, okay. Of giving birth anywhere besides a hospital. Because, like, you just can't help that.
Yeah.
That's not something that you can keep in, from what I hear.
You got to talk to a resident hippie about that.
I know. I've talked to him about it.
I don't even think he knows what a hospital looks like.
Nope.
No.
He's never been to one.
No. So, there you go.
Five kids later, he's never been to a hospital.
Is that your breaking news?
That's my breaking news.
That's our breaking news today. Coming up, 6:45, we got birthdays. I'm excited. It's Monday. We got Mad Lib Monday coming up. You can get your shout-outs in studio@mystaticradio.com. Good morning.
Welcome to Static Radio.
Happy Monday.
Hey.
Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you.
It's about that time.
Wait, about which time?
That time.
It's time for birthdays. If you would like to get a birthday shout-out in, studio@mystaticradio.com.
We have so many birthdays this month.
Yeah.
So many.
Yeah.
Hi, Stever.
Hey.
Welcome.
Steve-O.
Yeah.
Got a bridge I want to sell you.
Oh, okay.
A bridge?
Kind of had your War of the Worlds moment this weekend, did you?
Oh, yeah, I did. Dude, it was filmed like a documentary.
Melodon. No, there is one. You know where it is. Only we know where it is, and it's never hit the news before now.
Well, it did in the 1900s. They even had footage of, like, these, like, boats during,
They have footage of Bigfoot, too.
Oh, nice. Touche. Touche.
Hey, it's the 217th day of 2013. There's 148 days remaining in the year.
Film a party.
And, hey, can we go retro birthday?
Yes.
What does that mean?
Well, Saturday and Sunday.
Oh. Did we miss some good ones?
Well, yeah, we missed at least one good one.
Oh, okay.
August, our own Christy Willis celebrated her birthday.
Hey.
Aw, Christy Willis. She was pretty fantastic.
Yeah, August 3rd, Saturday, was her birthday.
Very cool.
And I'll try to keep you up on staff.
There you go.
Because okay. Someone finally gave me a list.
That's good. It's important. It's
how convenient that it's your birth month.
Whatever. It has nothing to do with it. All right, let's see. From the single guy and Weekend at Bernie's.
Andrew McCarthy.
No. The other guy, Jonathan Silverman.
Oh, okay.
Oh, the other
Is that
guy.
Sarah Silverman's brother?
I don't know.
All right. He's like 47.
44.
He's actually 47.
Oh.
Hey! I mean, come on.
I mean, it's obvious that he's 47.
Right? Obvious.
I only guess so off. Because I knew that you got it right.
Sure.
No, it's true.
Uh-huh.
I was like, oh, dang, he is 47. I wish I would have said that quicker. but I didn't. If you've ever wondered whatever became of. This is all you.
Yeah.
Why is this all me?
Because I don't know what it is.
I wasn't born yet.
Oh, because you don't know things from before you were born.
Is that enough?
What was that?
What is that?
That's all it gave me.
Oh.
I can probably find the rest of it.
Well, what was it?
Well, if you were my age growing up in the, 70s?
Uh-huh.
You probably either had a poster of Farrah Fawcett.
Lonnie Anderson.
or Lonnie Anderson.
Yes!
How did you know that? You weren't born yet.
I wasn't, but somebody used to work here, and I used to call her Lonnie Anderson.
Really?
Yes. Yes, really.
Wow.
She was a friend's mom.
Okay.
Lonnie Anderson. What music is this?
WKRP in Cincinnati.
Oh, okay. There you go. Lonnie Anderson is
68.
I was going to say 60. Anyone?
Nope.
Are you sticking with 60?
Yes.
Oh, okay. She's 68.
Yes! Oh, man! Wow!
There we go.
Good week already.
I know. That's more than usual.
It's more than I got all last week, I think.
No, you got one.
Yeah.
You got one.
Thanks.
Proud of you for last week.
Thank you.
Very encouraging. Yeah, that's me, being encouraging to you.
Oh, positive and encouraging. Kick it! Kick it!
Yep.
Thank you.
Adam Yauch. Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
You wouldn't have got it.
No, I wouldn't have.
Except, I thought Adam...
he has to be alive.
He
has to be alive if he's on birthdays.
Yeah, he's on birthdays, but he was on a different list than I usually get. Is he gone? Yeah. Is Adam gone?
What?
That's who passed away this last year.
No, I don't think so. It wasn't.
Hold on, I'm going
no,
there.
No, it was what's his face.
Oh yeah, it was what's his face.
Yeah, so really did I do that?
No, it was Lucy. What was his name?
Yeah.
I thought it was M.
No, Adam's gone. He would have been though.
Why is he on birthdays?
He would have been though. How old would he have been?
54.
We can do this.
48.
44.
He would have been 49.
49.
Yeah.
That's really depressing. How did he make his way onto birthdays?
I got it from another list.
He's got a super list now. He's got multiple lists.
Oh.
Yeah, so.
Okay.
You know.
Wait.
Can
why
we
did that
just
stop?
Listen to the Beastie
why did that
no,
stop?
Pretty
oh,
much,
it's
no.
Birthday?
Okay. Okay, I just wanted to listen.
Pretty much not.
I think it's cool.
All right, should we go to the next one?
Sure.
Okay, this person is living.
Here's the story of a lovely lady.
Florence Henderson.
No.
Anybody.
The dude that played Peter.
Maureen McCormick.
Of course.
Duh.
Who was obviously
Marcia
Brady.
Marcia Brady on the Brady Bunch.
I'm the only one you know.
Marcia.
Wasn't
Marcia,
she the one who brushed her
was
hair
Marcia
over
Jan,
and over and over again?
Marcia Jan Cindy. Greg. Peter Bobby.
Marcia encouraged me to brush my hair 100 times each night.
Alice was the maid, right?
Yep. Then there's Mom and Dad
and
the butcher, whatever the butcher's name
Mom
was.
Brady.
The butcher was dating Alice.
She is...
Maureen McCormick is...
63.
Yeah, I was going to say 65.
57.
Oops. Wrong.
Lonnie Anderson was so much older.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Oh.
Okay, I don't know. I would have put them in the same, generation.
Me too.
I should probably just give this to you, because you'll never get it. It's a theme from One Life to Live, starring Erica Slezak.
Who?
Can you say her last name again?
Slezak? I don't know.
It's like the Slezaks. Way to the loft.
It was before Darth Vader.
Yeah.
The Slezak.
Slezaks. Yeah.
Yeah.
she is 52?
Wait, no, 60.
67.
Oh, yeah. Junk. Okay.
Yeah. You're headed the right direction. You're headed the right direction, absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Def Leppard.
No, not even. Not even close.
Oh, no. Nope. Wow. That turned into something else.
It's not John Tesh's birthday.
Nope.
It's NBA superstar Charles Barkley's
NBA
birthday.
Hall of Famer.
Hakeem Olajuwon.
From the New York Knicks.
Patrick Ewing.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I was going to be sad if it was Charles Barkley because I just watched Space Jam.
And Bryce from Ives has a photo on his Instagram with him this last weekend.
Wow.
Oh, I saw that, actually.
Like, what?
So, wait, whose birthday is it again?
Patrick Ewing. He played for the Georgetown Hoyas and then went on to play for the Knicks. He was center. Come on.
How old is he?
Was he in Space Jam? That's my
question. He was.
What? He was? No way. Who was he?
He was a tall guy.
Oh.
He has the flat top.
And the mustache.
Yeah. I just saw him on Space Jam.
Patrick Ewing's birthday.
56.
54.
51.
Dang it.
Yeah. All right, we're to dates.
Oh, yes.
On this date, Mr. 3000.
Pete Rose.
Pete Rose of the Cincinnati Reds registered his 3000th Major League hit.
Oh, on this day in history. He played for the Big Red Machine.
Yeah, he did.
In 1986.
Was he like a player coach by the time he got this?
Yeah, I feel like he was like an Aussie. That's why I'm...
You act
you
like...
You said what, 86?
I don't even know what we're talking about.
That's okay.
I just feel like
you're
I
wrong.
Should know this. 78.
1978.
Yeah!
Wait, why do you hear rooster music for that?
I got it right, and I win! I deserve rooster music.
Is there anything about Harry Potter in there? Because I want rooster music.
Come on, 1978. No. That's pretty great.
No.
Okay, so on this date, Neil Armstrong, first man to walk on the moon...
A legend.
Was born.
Oh my gosh, you stop it right now. You didn't... Matt has changed you.
Whatever, I've always
you.
Said that
Whatever.
About
Joey gave him that
Joey,
one.
Thank you.
I know Joey Steve-er. Has been there. I've talked to Joey about it, I know.
All right. What year was... Which, by the way, we just lost him last year, August 25th.
1923.
For the moon? What are we talking about?
When he was born.
Oh, when he was born? 1918.
1930.
Oh, junk.
Yeah.
What are we listening to?
What?
It's Major Tom.
Obviously.
Obviously.
Major Tom.
And yeah. I would have done the Rocket Man thing.
Yeah.
But we're going this direction. On this date, this was the date that we lost her.
Elton John. No. Princess Di.
Norma Jean.
Oh.
Marilyn Monroe.
Really? Today?
Yep. What year?
I just watched a documentary.
Gosh.
Dang, I just watched a documentary.
Come on,
what was
just
it?
You watched a documentary.
Oh, no.
Let's see how good that documentary was.
I don't remember.
What year was it, Mitch?
I didn't.
Hey, Mitch, what year? Mitch. Hey, Mitch.
Do you know the...
What year?
Are you sad that your documentary was a mockumentary?
Yeah. Megalodon. R.I.P. Megalodon. Wish you were still around.
I don't remember. They made you change your name.
The worst part about the song to me is that he redid this for Princess Diana.
Yeah.
Like
he couldn't come up with a new song for her.
Because he played this out.
Because he was like, you know what?
This one's for Norma Jean.
Like to know you, but I was just a kid.
Was it the 60s?
I don't know. You watched the documentary.
I don't
you
remember.
Go first.
No, because it was a long time ago. It was Kennedy.
1968.
Junk. I have 67.
62.
Oh, man.
I don't remember.
Yeah, got me.
So today is actually also Assistance Dog Day.
What?
Yeah. Steve-O, you'd be happy to know it's National Waffle Day.
Yes, I will.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. I'd be happier.
I celebrated early.
And National Underwear Day.
Yes,
so
awesome.
It's probably a good day to drop off donations for the rescue mission.
That's what I was thinking.
That's me too. Yep, me too. That's exactly what I was thinking.
Hey, it's Exercise with Your Child Week.
Plan on doing
so
that.
So now that Matt's gone,
exactly.
You can get
Force
new workout partners.
Into that.
Right?
Actually, I have one more audio.
Also, can I just point out that I don't have children, so I can't participate in that.
No, that's fine.
I do have one more audio hint.
Okay.
Okay, because something is going on today.
It's a historic day.
Well, not really.
Sounds like a theme
in
song.
In Sturgis, they're getting underway today.
Oh, yeah. The bike rally.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much.
Oh, like the... Okay, you said yes, bike. Dude. Motorcycle. Motorcycle rally.
This song reminds me of Matt also.
I'm sorry.
It's the 73rd annual Sturgis rally. It gets underway in Sturgis, South Dakota today.
You know what was so confusing about everything? You just said bike.
Is that the Badlands? Is that why they do that there?
I don't know.
I don't know.
It's over near Mount Rushmore or something?
You know, I grew up as a biker child, and right. I've never been to Sturgis. Am I?
You should do that someday.
Have you been to Sturgis?
I actually haven't, no.
But you didn't grow up someday. As a biker child.
I grew up as a biker kid. I had a Harley in high school because I was kid.
Oh, but you weren't real.
Pretty real.
That is all.
Okay. All right.
Thank you, Stever.
We got to take a quick break. Speaking of bikers and sharing the roadway,
I found
a list of the top 20 most annoying driving habits, according to the Consumer Reports National Research Center. So we're going to take it to Facebook. Facebook.com/MySaticRadio. The driving habit that bugs me the most is...
Oh,
fill in the blank.
Oh.
We'll talk about it coming up.
Fire burning deep in my heart.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. When it's business time, it's life and death. I've got a list, as always.
As always.
Consumer Reports National Research Center asked Americans to rate the 20 most annoying driver and or driving habits. I've got the results.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
You want to take a shot at what number one is?
Can I just tell you what my number one is?
It's probably this one.
It's when I'm driving and the person in front of me will not turn off their blinker.
Oh. That's not number one.
Nope, that's number one to me.
Nope, let's see. Nope. Number 10 was not using...
their blinker?
Yeah. Not using their blinker.
The
funny thing is, that didn't even make the top 20.
How is that not annoying to
everyone? I don't know,
because
it makes me crazy, and I'm constantly, like, pounding on my horn, like, get over! Are you trying to get over? Because I'm letting you in! Man.
That's my most awkward interaction is on the road with people, because I'm like, are you going to know? Was that an accident?
Yeah.
Was that an accident?
Stever.
You know, most people don't realize that turn signals on some models are optional.
Ah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so you got to lighten up a little bit.
Yeah, just like
but
the
I would say,
on mockumentary. That was totally real.
So here's what I would say is on the list. Driving too slow.
Driving too slow.
Isn't it the Autobahn? Is that what it's called? In Germany?
Yeah, that's still not even
which,
the
by the way, goes hand in hand with do not drive behind old men wearing hats.
Dude, for real.
Truth.
Yeah.
Truth.
Now, number 11 is slow drivers in the passing lane. That's like if you're in the far
annoying.
Left, you have to be going that, yeah. So that's on the list.
Man, what else is annoying?
I don't know, because you guys haven't even cracked the top 10. Come on. The number one most
cell
annoying
phone,
thing?
Cell phone, texting.
Number one.
Really, Crystal says when people text and drive, I don't know how many times I've almost been hit walking and driving because someone was looking at their phone.
Yep, number one on the list. Good job there, Crystal, for being in with Americans, apparently.
That's crazy.
Americans were asked to rate the 20 most annoying drivers and driving habits. Here's the results. You can get your thoughts in Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Number 20, turning the radio volume up very high.
Oh, guilty.
Really?
Super guilty.
Osma Jam! Here in my car, I have to sing this song. I can't hear you, sorry.
I love this song!
It's a great song!
It's such a good song!
Sorry. What? I just noticed you were talking. I was trying to turn the radio down. Be polite.
That's me.
I hate that.
That's me.
If I'm driving, the radio is my domain.
And I have the option to like put the bass all the way up to you, and if it's one of those songs,
oh my gosh,
the bass.
Who are you? You just dyed your hair teal, and you're cranking bass in your car.
In my white grandma looking car.
Wow,
but
amazing!
It has a really nice sound system.
Top 20 annoying driver and driving habits. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Number 19 is actually for bicyclists. Bicyclists who don't let you by.
Oh, like seriously. This is the road, people.
Yeah.
I understand.
Maybe if we had actual bike lanes that were worth anything.
We have a few, but I'm afraid of those.
Certain areas we do, yeah. Number 18, not moving forward when the light turns green.
Oh, my gosh.
That's because they're busy with the number one thing, texting.
Instagram, oh.
Yeah. Oh, Instagram. Nice. You check Instagram at red lights?
Just at red lights.
Wow.
I wonder what's going on.
Gosh, you're part of the problem here. Number 17, slow drivers not pulling over when given the chance.
What?
Yeah, so like, say you're on the interstate and you're like, hey, okay, move. You can get out of the way. You can totally, hey, come on.
John says on Facebook, tailgating.
Which actually came in number 3 on the list of the most annoying driving habits, yeah.
I remember one of my best friends in high school, when she started driving, that was like what she did. She tailgated. I thought I was going to die every time I was in the car with her.
Yeah, I can't, I can't take that.
Like, and I say this, it's not okay, but the only time I really see people do it is when they're really, really mad
right.
at someone else.
That's because they're not paying attention to
yeah.
the road.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, number 16, drivers not being decisive about a turn being indecisive. Here? No, wait. Nope, that's not it. What if they're new to the area?
Okay, that makes sense. However, I'm not new to the area, and I know what this road is. So,
wow.
GPS, wow. Bro, like that, you need to find out.
Number 15 pertains to our weather right now, not turning on your lights in bad conditions. Last night was insane. I had to take Teo and Dawn back to the Firefly bus, and it was pouring rain, and there were people without their lights on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And it was dark.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Number 14 goes hand in hand with the last one.
You look really stressed out right now.
Yeah, well, it's because this is what happens every time, and it makes me crazy. Anytime there's an accident or something, rubberneckers. People slowing down to look at accidents.
Okay.
Because you're like, dude, this must be a really bad accident. And then it's just like a dude pulled over to the side of the road with his like hazards on, but everybody's slowing down to see the situation. Nobody, of course, stopping to help him.
Yeah, Celeste and I were driving to a random restaurant the other day, and she had to slam on her brakes on the freeway because it just stopped. It just stopped. And it turns out people were just, they thought there was an accident because of a car on the side of the road that had like a police officer next to it. But there was nothing wrong.
Exactly.
Oh, so
yeah. Number 13, excessive horn honking.
Is that you?
I rarely use my horn, especially because I hate it when I'm the guy at the green light who's just spaced off looking left, and then all of a sudden,
I'm sorry,
it was green for like 0.4 seconds. Okay, my bad. And so I don't
see. Here's the thing: I hate driving. The point of driving is to get from point A to point B. Don't take the scenic route. I don't care. Just get me out of the car.
Right.
And so when I'm at a red light, I'm usually the first in the red light. And I'm looking at the other red light to make sure I know when this one's going to turn green. So I can just go and be gone.
Wow. Yeah, but you got to be careful with that. Because if that turns red and all of a sudden just the green arrow comes up and you're starting to go straight, you're that person. Pay attention to what they're telling you to do.
What's worse is when you're turning left and you expect that one to turn green, but then it doesn't.
Mm-mm. Wow. Number 12, jaywalker stepping into traffic. It's always fun.
Don't they have the right of way?
Number 11.
No, that's not.
Never slow mind. Drivers in the passing lane. We talked about that one. Number 10, not using turn signals. That one makes me kind of crazy. Number 9, leaving your high beams on when another car approaches.
Oh, yeah. I lived in the mountains. That is not okay.
This one's tough for me. We're talking about the top 20 most annoying driving habits, at least according to America. Consumer Reports National Research Center asked people to rate the 20 most annoying drivers and driving habits. You can get your thoughts in facebook.com/mystaticradio or give us a call 505-338-3700. Number 8 is not letting someone else merge.
I'm iffy about that one.
I am too, because here's the thing. There's construction all the time in Albuquerque.
And you know that. You know that lane ends.
There's signs for like a mile. Hey, coming up in a mile. Down
the
left
lane.
Got it. This lane just ends. This lane's going to, it's got all the signs and telling you, and here comes. Why would I want to let that person in who is obviously, deliberately not paying attention to the laws of the land?
Okay, and there was one day where I'm like, you know what? Maybe she's about to have a baby. Maybe she's going into labor. She needs to get to the hospital. And I'm like, okay, just her. And then I'm like, no, yeah. You are not all having babies.
Yeah, I feel like there's a law that you allow one in, and that's your good person pass. You're like, no, I already let one in. Sorry.
Yeah, exactly.
I've hit my quota for letting people in. My bad. Static.
Hey, so you're talking about bad driving habits, right?
Yep. Yes.
On a side street trying to make a left turn. I hate it when people come in from the opposite direction, refuse to put on their turn signal until the last minute. So you're waiting there,
it's the worst.
Could have made a turn, but then all of a sudden they decide, oh, wait, I'm going to turn now.
That is very true. I hate that, too. And that's what Han said on Facebook when they put their signal light pretty much just as they're turning.
Yeah. Oh, wait, here.
Oh, I have another one. I'm only ever in the right lane if I'm turning right.
Oh, yeah.
So that person that's in front of me at the red light that's not turning right,
and
I'm like,
get the green arrow and you're like, come on!
Are you kidding me? So I turn on my blinker and I like edge forward. I'm like, go on. You can turn. Just do a U-turn somewhere else. Go
wow.
on. They're not supposed to be in that lane.
Well, they can
they
be.
They are
that
not
lane.
Supposed to be.
What if?
Common courtesy.
I agree with you, but what if like right after they're supposed to turn into like that medical office right across the street? So they have to be in that lane.
Then they should have thought about, they can.
Actually, then they could just use the green arrow and then turn it. Okay,
exactly.
Fine. Exactly. Touche. Whatever. Number 7, talking on cell phone while driving, which is still a crazy habit here, even though it's illegal now. I see people on their cell phones all the time.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I see you on your cell phone all the time.
Not true. Why do you see me driving so often?
Number 6, parking in 2 spaces instead of 1.
Okay, jerk.
Yeah, that happens regularly.
That's
anywhere here.
I carry around a sign that just says jerk on it, and I just put it underneath their window. No, I don't. I don't do that.
Number 5, which really sounds like it should be number 1 and or from Fast and the Furious, is swerving in and out of traffic and speeding. That doesn't happen to me that often, but when I see it, I just wonder if they're filming a movie.
They have to be.
They obviously, because no one is that rude in real life.
Or she's about to have a baby.
Ah, yes. True story. Could be.
One of the two.
505-338-3700 or facebook.com/mystaticradio. Talking about annoying driver habits. Stever.
Hey.
Hey.
Does it upset you when people are like being race car guy?
Yes.
Why?
Because they're not getting pulled over and they're disobeying the laws of the land.
You know what bothers me about that? You know, you ever notice?
Oh, man.
Especially after becoming a dad.
Right.
It's like, hey, man, my family's on the road.
Yeah.
This is not all about you.
Before I had kids, it still annoyed me, but I would be that idiot dude that would speed up to them to tell them they were driving like idiots and in turn drive like an idiot to catch up to them. And now I just have to let it go and pray that 3 blocks from now I'll see them pulled over. With joyous happiness.
You do need to let it go.
I really do. It's really hard for me to let it go. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Static.
This is Matthew from Albuquerque.
Hey, buddy.
Do you drive?
He doesn't.
How are you guys doing this morning?
That's good. It's good.
Sounds like you guys have had your daily dose of SoPo, or are you guys awaiting that?
We've had it. So, yeah.
What is your least favorite driving habit?
Yeah, buddy. Go ahead.
Let's see. My least favorite driving habit is when somebody thinks it's so, so funny to go speeding on a stoplight or on a back road where they think there are no police when actually there are cops hiding in the trees or in the bushes.
In the trees. Because there are cops.
In the trees and bushes. Actually, I have a bush just for cops. I'm just like, you know what, bush? Cops, you can hide right here in this bush.
Yeah, it's funny because I don't know if you guys know this back road. It's right behind the volcanoes. If you go past Volcano Vista High School on Rainbow, that's where people love speeding. That's one place they love it. They speed like crazy in that road, and then I'm thinking there's a possibility of an accident. I don't know why people don't think of that. If you speed too fast around a turn, you're going to flip your car, and then uh-huh. not a good thing. Yeah. Nobody ever listens to that. You know, for some reason, I tell people you need to listen.
Right. I mean, you tell them.
I'm so thankful for the trees.
Yeah. And this, you know, this actually happened to one of my dad's boss's friend's son. He was on a four-wheeler, I believe. He was going too fast around the turn or something, and he flipped the four-wheeler.
Oh, my gosh.
And he lost his life.
Oh my gosh. That's actually bad.
Happened to your boss's friend's son?
I think that's what it is. Yeah, that's what I remember. It was, I mean, that's kind of, you know, sad how that had happened. But, you know, that tells everybody, one, you need to not go so fast around those turns, because if you do, it's going to happen.
Life lessons from Matthew from Albuquerque.
Thanks, Matthew.
Hey, can you guys play a song this morning for me?
What do you want to hear?
Let's see. This morning, I'd like some Feel Good Drag by Amberlin. I want to put that out to my dad's office, Tri-State G&T Association Incorporated. I want to put that out to those guys at the office.
Thank you. We will.
Non-com! Thanks, Matthew. All right.
You didn't say it was like the 505-338-3700.
That's true. Static!
So what about the infamous leave the turn signal on continuously?
Yeah.
That's one of my pet peeves.
I yell at them.
Just yesterday, they had the left turn signal on and was just sitting there in the right lane, and I'm in the middle lane saying, okay, well, I'm not going to speed up. And then they turn right on the next street. But your left signal was on.
Here's the thing about that. I hate it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I rarely use my horn. That is the exception, because usually I'm honking and showing them, hey, get over, and then they go, oh, and turn it off, hopefully, or they'll get over, because it makes me crazy.
I hate it so much that when I accidentally do it, I yell at myself.
Yeah, and you know, the other problem with it was that they were texting as well, so my wife and I decided that we need to add a new light to all vehicles starting now, and so, you know, 20 years or so, it'll be there. Right under the license plate or right above it, something like that, that it's like a green flashing light that says, hey, I'm texting.
Oh,
so that way you just know to either run them off the road or you know, to mess with them.
Oh, my gosh.
Amazing. Thanks for the call, man. Good morning.
Welcome.
Happy Monday, everybody.
That's all I was going to say.
Okay. We were talking earlier about annoying driving habits. According to a Consumer Reports National Research Center survey, they rated the 20 most annoying drivers and driving habits. And, of course, number one, texting while driving.
Who's the most annoying driver?
That texter driver person.
That's
Did you know that that has overtaken drinking and driving as, like, the deadliest? Yeah.
That's bad news.
Yeah. Stop texting and driving.
Yeah.
It can wait. W82 text, bruh. I'm just saying. That's what a billboard told me.
You know, there's that billboard right outside the campus that says something about, like, DWI.
Yeah.
Or do you know what I'm talking about?
There's a whole slew of those, like the DWI end DWI.
Yeah. It took me forever to figure out.
Because the D from the end and the D from the DWI is the same D?
Yes.
Endy?
End we. End Y.
Yeah.
And I don't get it.
All the while. So here's the thing. Should custom license plates become illegal?
Yeah. And you know what should be illegal? Bumper stickers.
What? Never. Who all's going to rock the static decal?
Who else? Okay, that is big enough for everyone to see. But the little words? Little words.
Yeah, so you're driving and you're trying to stare at the person in front of you.
What does that say?
And then inevitably you get in the accident. And
I'm like, maybe you shouldn't have had that on the back of your car, because I was trying to read it and it was obviously a paragraph.
I'm going to have a bumper sticker that in really small lettering that says, I really need a new car, but I can't afford to get one myself. So I'm really hoping that you read this bumper sticker and not pay attention to the road and rear end me so that I can get a brand new car. And then it's going to be so small that people are going to be like, what does that say? Staring. And I'm just going to keep like hitting my brakes. I'm just kidding. I'm totally joking.
I'm getting you that bumper sticker.
It just has to be really wordy
on
the back of a car. But honestly, why aren't those like outlawed?
They should
be. Oh, wait, freedom of speech. Okay. Guess that's why. And we kind of want that, because then we can say whatever we want on our car too.
What's more surprising to me is that all the cars I see on one side of Albuquerque have like a billion bumper stickers. And right. Like, how do all these cars exist? Is it because we know what they all say? So let's just face it. We know what they say.
I actually just scraped off my huge Angels 50th anniversary sticker.
You did?
Yeah, it's not on the back of my car anymore.
How am I supposed to know that's your car now?
Exactly.
That's how I know.
It just got really annoying, and it was huge across the back of my car.
It was.
So I don't know. It got really old and faded.
Every time I see one of your those cars that you drive around, I'm like, is that him? Nope, it's not. Because I know the Angels sticker.
Yeah, now you don't. Now you don't. I wanted to blend in with the rest of the Subi world.
Yeah?
That's what we go by, Subi world. No, we don't. Nobody says that. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Most annoying driver habits, facebook.com/mystaticradio.
Crystal got it right away. She said texting and driving.
Yeah, dude.
And she said she doesn't know how many times she's almost been hit while walking and driving because someone was looking at their phone.
Wait, while walking and driving?
While she's walking, either walking and or driving. She is doing the walking or driving.
Okay.
And someone else texting and driving tries to...
Makes sense.
You know, there it goes. I can't even say this name.
It's Fred.
Fred. Fred. Barn.
Fred.
It says no blinker.
Ah.
Which I want to say in a really funny way, but
let's just go with Fred.
Yeah, Fred. Jed says turning late and someone not paying attention at stoplights. Hey buddy, the light is green. That's what he says. But he says, "Hey buddy, the light is green."
All caps.
Yeah.
Here's what you guys need to do. Just download the Static app and or, you know, Rock 88.3 in the Albuquerque area. Just keep it on static. We'll keep you cool.
That's true.
You get to work. No worries, no stress. I think people, my favorite is when I'm going the speed limit, because I'm not like a stickler for going the speed limit, but I try to adhere to that. Mm-hmm. And so going the speed limit, and this dude's like racing by me. And then inevitably we pull up at the red light, and it's like, yeah, good
job.
Where
were you going?
Way to go.
Hmm.
Way to race, because obviously you're getting there so much faster than I am.
Don't act like you haven't done that once or twice, and
never.
You're like, dang it,
never.
No. It's me.
And you're racing, and then that little station wagon pulls up next to you that was going the speed limit, and you're like, right? I mean...
I just wanted to see how fast my car could go until just now.
Yeah, so cool. I'll see you at the next light then. Phew!
And you speed
That's
off.
Pretty much what happens. And let's be honest, it doesn't really save you that much time.
It just
I think Mythbusters
gas.
Did like a whole speeding to get there versus going the speed limit mm-hmm. type thing. And you really don't, yeah, it wastes gas and you don't get there really any quicker. So
Robert says drivers racing to brake lights or to the next stoplight.
Facebook.com/mystaticradio. The driving habit that bugs me the most is... They just fellas.
Jared says 5 under the speed limit. He says, ugh, I try to make up random excuses to why they are driving so badly to keep calm.
See, there you go.
They're
That's
all
a good idea.
Having babies.
Why would you go 5 under if you were having a baby in the car?
Trying to focus.
Ah.
Focus.
There you go.
Contraction time. Don't speed.
What? So wait, they're driving and having a baby?
Yes.
Wow.
Let them in.
That's pretty impressive.
The lane is ending and they're having a baby.
Well, all right.
Some people live like they're in Beverly Hills.
Right?
Think they can do whatever they want.
Yeah.
Wear whatever they want.
So, my wife this last weekend went and got me the tackiest pair of sandals I've ever seen in my entire life.
Your camo sandals that you're wearing right now? Flippity flops?
I have ginormous feet.
Okay.
I don't know if you knew this. These are 11 feet.
Whoa, I'm 6.5.
Which aren't really...
In girl size. In boy,
is that big? I don't know what that means.
In boy, that's 4.
So, because of that, I've had these, like, really old sandals since high school.
Oh, my gosh.
That I've worn around the office that everybody makes fun of me over. And recently my wife decided that I actually needed to get a new pair of sandals if I was going to rock sandals. So we found this pair, but we had to order them because they were through a friend who works blah, 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 gets a discount, da, 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 blah, 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 blah. So it's going to be
dots.
Weeks.
You got
it's going to be weeks.
Yeah, they have to be shipped in.
Until I get these sandals. And so my wife in the meantime decided, no, you cannot wear these crappy old sandals anymore. It was so bad. A couple
they
weeks
were
ago, the
off.
Heel,
yeah,
the sole is just completely worn out and like half hanging on to where I was gonna about to just staple the bottom to
oh
it
my
so
gosh.
They stayed.
I was just gonna glue it for you.
Yeah, Instead, my wife went and got me some sandals. So she calls me from the Wall of Marts, you know, where you get quality items.
Yeah.
And these only need to last a couple weeks, so hopefully they make it.
Yeah.
But she calls and says, okay, what size are you again? 11. Okay, 11. I need 11s. And unfortunately, the only ones they had in size 11, she's like, 11, 11. Nope, nope, no. Oh, the black ones, they don't, you know, because immediately it was like, well, just
black.
Give me black.
Yeah.
Just black. I don't know, black. Whatever. We were just like, black. Maybe check black. Do they have black?
Oh, I have an idea. How about black?
Yeah, right? And so she goes and she calls me back and says, they only have one color and I don't want to tell you what it is.
It's not even
a color.
I'm
just going to get these for you because you need new sandals. Nobody's going to notice. And I'm like, okay. And army green is my favorite color.
It's true.
It's my absolute favorite color. And she said, the straps are army green. I'm like, oh, perfect. Okay. Yeah, that'll work. Why not? Green, like a dark green. That's cool. And then she got them home and they're camo.
You can spray paint the bottom.
They're camouflage. Like they make my feet invisible. Nobody can see my feet because they're camouflage sandals.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
And the first thing Teo said, Mateo, RIP Teo.
Nope, he's still alive.
He's still alive. He's on tour with House of Heroes. First thing he said was, well, Duck Dynasty is very popular right now, so just pretend like that's what you were going for. Own it. So I have to own it for the next 2 weeks with these.
Except that you just told us that story.
Really terrible camo flip-flops. I apologize to anybody who purposely bought camo flip-flops.
Do you remember like 7 months ago and we're like, camo, that's coming back in, and oh my gosh, who wears camo
who
anymore?
Wears that? I do. I totally do.
You do.
Good news. I'm not alone in terrible fashion. I found a list of the top 10 items of clothing that people really hate. Now, here's the thing. A British retailer actually polled about 1,500 of its customers to see what they think is the worst fashion faux pas. No, camo sandals was not number one. However, obviously nobody asked me because I'm still mortified that I'm rocking these things.
It's so funny. It's pretty great.
I got 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
I got 2 weeks.
Maybe even less. You don't know.
I don't know. They're being shipped to me. So hopefully within the next 2 weeks, I'll have way better camouflage sandals. Because, dude, this is terrible. But top 10 most tacky fashion items, articles.
Okay.
I'm going to go from 10 to 1. How's
okay,
that?
I'm ready.
Number 10... is weird because I feel like all girls have these.
Okay.
They're called scrunchies?
Dude, scrunchies are from the 90s.
Oh, they don't... You guys don't still
rock
scrunchies?
And what's really funny is that I wore scrunchies until 2003, and then I was like, whoa, no one's wearing scrunchies. Why am I the only person?
What's the difference between a scrunchie and the things that you usually have on your wrist?
Those are hair ties. Scrunchies are the ones with, like, the cloth, like the frilly...
Oh, okay.
Scrunchies. And they come in all different colors?
If you're still rocking a scrunchie, apparently it's not in anymore.
Okay.
We're trying to help you.
Unless you're going to an 80s or 90s party.
School is back in next week. We want you to come back to school in style, obviously. We're trying to help you out. We are on the education band. So, scrunchies, gotta go.
They're probably against the dress code.
Number 9, which is probably against dress code as well, because I don't think you can wear hats in school.
No.
Trucker hats, not cool anymore.
What?
Yeah, sorry, bro. Apparently trucker hats, not cool.
I still love them.
This is on the list. Top 10 fashion faux pas currently.
Okay.
I don't even know what number 8 is. What is a shell suit?
Obviously a suit made out of a shell.
What is a shell suit? Come on.
I have no idea.
Michelle?
Hey, it's a suit of me.
Gross.
You just wear a suit that looks
like... Is that
like
a track jacket? Like the Adidas, like, hey, check me out. I'm going running, except I'm just going to school.
There's a song about it.
Shell suit.
Is it like... Okay. Shell suit. I'm about to push it in.
It's so tacky, I don't even know what it is. Oh, gross.
Wow, those aren't good.
Yeah, but to me, this looks like what is number 4 on the list of this top 10 list. We're talking about the top 10 fashion faux pas right now, at least according to some Brit customers. British retailer pulled 1,500 of their customers to see what they think the worst fashion faux pas is. Number 7, bum bags. What is a bum bag?
Is that, it's like a bean bag?
Come on, Harry Potter. You read Harry Potter.
Why do I know? Why would I know? Hold on.
Because this is British.
Oh, bum bags. They're like those.
Oh, yeah, so you're looking at my bum. It's a bum bag.
No, no, no. no. It's a bag.
It's a fanny pack that you stick over your bum.
Okay, so they're like pants, but they're... Okay, I don't know. I could be wrong. They're like pants.
You know you have Google directly
yes,
in front of you.
I want to tell you what my guess is.
Yes, yes.
So they are a bag. It's like a bag around your bum, so it's not super tight, but then they get tight, like Justin Bieber status. Look, bum... bag.
I don't even know what you're talking about right now, thankfully. I'm so happy right
Wait,
now.
Wait, what's it called?
See, look, it looks like a fanny pack, a bum bag.
Oh, junk, are they fanny packs?
Boom, fanny pack!
Did you know?
Yes! Come on, I called it. Because it's a bag that goes around your bum. A fanny, your fanny pack. So apparently in the UK, they're called bum bags. Nice bum bag.
Hey, honey,
I'm
have you
totally
seen my bum bag?
Keeping that.
I like that a lot.
That's pretty great. All right, got a new word. Apparently not in, though, so don't wear your fanny pack, because I never wore one in the 90s.
Urban Outfitters sells them.
Shut up!
They
are you serious?
Them. Uh-huh, and they're like on clearance or sale or something.
It's not in, bro. It's not back
they
in.
They have like studs on them.
This is on the list of fashion faux pas. Top 10 fashion faux pas. Number 6, crop tops. I'm going to go home and change. Good thing I'm wearing a hoodie over it. Man.
Your crop top with your
my
mesh
crop top. Yeah.
Underneath?
Just I thought the belly button look was back in. No?
No, it is.
Could you imagine if I was really rocking it?
No, no. Like, if you were like, no, Mitch, I'm serious. Look, and I zip down. I would cry. Tears of joy.
Yeah.
Crop tops are... I have a few crop tops.
I do, too. They're called my son's t-shirts.
Oh, no.
Start wearing them, because apparently it's cool.
I have crop tops of my own. Of my own.
Okay, I'm confused because this is British, so a British retailer polled their customers to see what they think the worst fashion faux pas are. Number 5, a harem.
A what?
A harem. H-A-R-E-M.
H-A-R-E-M.
A harem.
Harem pants. Oh, maybe this is what I'm talking about. Yep, that's what I'm talking about. Bum bags.
What is that? That's MC Hammer pants, basically, that
no,
are tight at the bottom?
Yeah, like the Biebs.
Ugh.
Harem pants. Biebs.
I can't stand those. See? So they're made to look like you're sagging, but you're not sagging? Like, what's the deal?
Look. Wow.
Yes. Okay.
Images.
Yes. No, I don't need to see them.
Let me
I
see
that right
there.
Let
me get this picture for you. Look like that.
Talking about the worst fashion faux pas, at least according to a British retailer. 505-338-3700. That looks ridiculous.
That looks so dumb.
It looks like he had an accident and needs to go home and change. Gosh.
That's what I think.
Harems, not cool people. Number 4, which is why I'm confused because number 8 was shell suit, but number 4, velour trackjacks. Track suits.
Velour?
Velour track suits.
Whoops, I spelled that wrong.
I'm just saying. That's exactly what we were just looking at.
Track suit.
Yes, it's the really tacky, I didn't have time to go.
No, these are tighter.
Store and get real close, so this is what I'm wearing to take my kids to school. Except now it's acceptable because I'm wearing it all day because we're going to make it in.
Right.
I don't like that. It's not cool. Like the hot pink, like velour tracksuit. Like, check me out.
I think I would have really enjoyed wearing those in 2001.
No.
Also middle school.
Top 10 fashion faux pas. Number 3, low slung trousers. Which I'm assuming is just like sagging your pants.
Yeah.
Low slung trousers.
No sagging, bagging, or dragging.
I'm going to start saying that like if I see a kid at the skate park. Hey, what's with the low slung trousers? Pull them up, please.
They can't do that because they have to skate. However,
yes,
in every dress
they
code.
They can do that.
Oh my God.
Have you not watched the X Games this last week? Everybody's like sagging their pants. I'm like, why? Why?
But they have to hold
How?
It. It's just an extra thing
How?
To do.
Exactly.
And actually in the focus
that just
on.
Means they're that good of an athlete
Look
because
how
they
awesome
can
I
sag
am. These
and
pants are
skate.
7 times too big for me.
Yeah. Number 2 on the list of the top 10 fashion faux pas platforms for men.
Yeah, that's not okay.
I don't know. And the number 1 fashion faux pas. Steve Ryman. Socks and sandals.
Oh, so sorry.
So sad he's not there.
I'm so sorry.
Number 1 fashion faux pas.
Okay.
At least according to a British retailer.
Here's the thing. I'm like this close to making that faux pas just because I'm so
what?
Happy. Just because I'm so happy that I have socks again. Just in case you didn't know, which you didn't because I didn't tell you.
Yeah.
Customs in Mexico, they opened my bag and lost every pair of sock
I Are you
owned.
Serious?
I'm dead serious. I had to go out and spend
Wait,
40...
Wait, they lost or they just...
I had all my socks in one bag.
Uh-huh.
Like, I had to bring all my socks to Mexico.
Because you were gone for weeks. Yeah. And you only owned like 8 pairs of socks.
No, I owned 14 pairs of socks.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay. And you had them in a bag?
Yeah, I kept everything in bags.
Makes sense.
Because it's humid out there, and if I don't have it in a bag, then it's just going to get wet and
maybe
gross.
They saw this bag of socks and thought you were trying to smuggle stuff back in the socks.
So some lucky person has some really cool socks in Mexico right now. I was so mad. But here's the thing. First day in Mexico, I'm like, oh, where's my socks? No, really, where are my socks?
Oh, so they took them when you were like going, not
on my way home. So I wore the same 2 pairs. I had 1 pair on when I got there.
I don't want to hear this.
No.
Disgusting.
I'm telling you what's going on. I had 1 pair on when I got there, which are my bear socks. So okay. I still have my bear socks.
Gosh.
And then I had 1 pair in my backpack. So I had 2 pairs of socks. So every night, so what they did when we got there, we went to the store and we got this hand wash. It's not hand wash, it's like handheld laundry soap.
Okay.
So I just like would scrub my socks every night in the sink and wring them out and then put them on the fan every single night. Ugh. So I had a pair of socks to wear the next day.
You sound like a Girl Scout right now. You had a pair of socks in your backpack. I'm proud of you.
Yeah, thanks.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. The same two pairs of socks for 2 weeks.
Well, see, maybe they were just trying to help you out because they saw the socks. They knew it was Mexico and you're probably going to be wearing sandals the whole time and said, No.
I had to wear...
No me gusta.
No.
Soxy sandals. I don't know how to say socks or sandals in Espanol, so soxy sandals.
In Mexican, you mean.
Yeah. There you go.
But so that meant this weekend, I had to go out on tax-free weekend, which was really terrible, and buy 30 pairs for $30.
$30 pairs of socks.
I got 8 pairs of socks.
For $30?
Yeah.
Who are you?
My socks are going to last forever.
They better.
Those are the most
expensive sounding socks I've ever heard of.
Yeah.
That is awful.
It was really nice socks.
Wow. British retailer polled 1,500 of its customers to see what they think the worst fashion faux pas is. Number one, socks and sandals. So
you're
rocking
doing
the socks
that,
e-sandals today.
But can I just be honest? One thing that is not okay, shorts year-round.
Why? You obviously didn't live with Matt Lott for 3 weeks.
No, he does not wear shorts.
Dude, we got home every day.
No, he was wearing pants.
We got every day. We got home from like work here, and immediately he'd go into his room, close the door, come back out, and he was wearing a tank top and shorts.
That's
like
what
gym shorts.
No.
And that was it. But then
it'd
be like, hey,
I do that too.
Hey, we have to go to the grocery store. All right. And we just go like that.
Yeah.
He just didn't care.
I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm dressed for work because it's illegal to wear shorts to work.
It's not illegal to wear shorts to work.
Why don't you go read the dress code thing? You're not allowed to wear shorts to work.
It's a good thing I don't own any shorts.
Or flip-flops.
Awesome.